Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, replacing garage doors for improved curb appeal and energy efficiency. Details at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, June 13th. I'm Ala Kuziz. The price of earthquake insurance in Missouri's Boot Heel has skyrocketed over the last 25 years. There are some possible government solutions to the problem, but the will to implement them is lacking.
I think that's just, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind with people.
More on insuring homes along the New Madrid Fault, coming up after this news on The Gateway. Over 100 people packed an auditorium in the Ville neighborhood last night for a committee hearing on a Board of Aldermen bill that would allocate $30 million for tornado relief. St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed was there and brings us this report.
The message was clear from the residents of North St. Louis. We want to rebuild. Justina Kramer is a North City resident who was displaced by the May 16 tornado.
Keyword is rebuild, because those of us who are rooted in this community want to stay in this community. I live in the city because I love the city. I was born, raised, reared, and taught by the city.
The four-hour hearing was held by the St. Louis Board of Aldermen to hear feedback on the bill, which the committee unanimously passed. It would allocate $30 million in RAM settlement money to address urgent needs. The board will hold a special session next week to pass the legislation. Mayor Kara Spencer is expected to sign it. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
Meanwhile, St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer has waived some regulations that were preventing property owners who suffered damage in the May 16 tornado from immediately accessing their entire insurance policies. State law allows the city to hold back 25% of a payout on a property that's considered a total loss. It helps fund the demolition of abandoned buildings. But the mayor acknowledged in an executive order yesterday that the policy does not make sense when people need money for repairs. The order asks the building division and city attorney to not enforce the clawbacks on claims made for storm damage until December 2026. The comptroller will also refund money already held back. St. Louis County is hearing from former employees as they investigate problems at the animal shelter. St. Louis Public Radio's Olivia Mizell reports on the first of 11 people expected to respond to subpoenas.
Rebecca Rainwater and Lee Jackson started working at St. Louis County Animal Care and Control around the same time, more than 20 years ago. On May 14th, the day that the shelter failed its third Department of Agriculture inspection in a row, Jackson says he was placed on administrative leave from his position of operations manager. He says he then chose to retire on June 1st. Rainwater was demoted to another department from her position as office manager of the shelter on May 21st.
Not a lot more information was given to me, other than they were disappointed in me.
The two shared this information with the county council in response to a subpoena issued June 3rd in an ongoing investigation of issues at the shelter. I'm Olivia Mizell, St. Louis Public Radio.
A St. Louis area woman has received a $200,000 prize for her efforts creating a network of community health workers. Sierra C.J. Walker is one of the five Missourians who won the Missouri Foundation of Health's first Spark Prize. The prize is given to people who have contributed to bettering the health and well-being of Missourians. Walker is one of the founders and CEO of the Community Health Workers Coalition, which has provided certification assistance, training, and networking opportunities to hundreds of community health workers.
Our organization, in the simplest way, positions itself as the CHW for our CHWs, because we recognize that the helpers often need some help too.
Walker made her comments on St. Louis on the Air. And in Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker took aim at the Trump administration's immigration policies during his testimony before Congress yesterday. Isabella Nieto reports.
During his testimony, Pritzker slammed the Trump administration's immigration policies, saying they've had a profoundly negative impact on Illinois. He said ICE raids deployed in January drove people into hiding, even if they had legal status.
These are good people. These are our neighbors. These are people that are bringing culture and art to our communities, people that should be given an opportunity, if we had good immigration laws, to apply to stay legally in this country and maybe to become U.S. citizens.
The governors of Minnesota and New York testified alongside Pritzker about their immigration policies. I'm Isabella Nieto.
the culmination of more than a decade-long criminal investigation into former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is coming to a head today. Madigan will be sentenced for his bribery, conspiracy, and fraud convictions. Those stemmed in part from a scheme by Commonwealth Edison to advance its Springfield agenda by funneling money into Madigan's best political workers in sham jobs. Prosecutors want Madigan to serve 12 and a half years in prison and pay a $1.5 million fine. His lawyers want no prison time and what they characterize as a reasonable fee. If you lived in Southeast Missouri in the year 2000, it would cost just $57 a year to insure your home against an earthquake. Today, it could cost more than $500. Harshan Ratanpal has more on why the price of earthquake insurance has outpaced inflation in Missouri's Boot Heel.
25 years ago, when Jason Ginder started working as a sales agent for the Missouri Farm Bureau, adding earthquake protection to his clients' insurance coverage wasn't even a question, literally.
You know, when I first started, the rates were so low, I didn't even ask people. I just put it on their policy.
And in the year 2000, over 60% of homes around the New Madrid seismic zone had earthquake insurance. Now, premiums are 8 times as expensive as they were back then, and only about 11% of homes have coverage. It's been 200 years since the last major earthquake hit New Madrid, so why have prices skyrocketed in just the last couple of decades? One cause is inflation. As construction costs rise, insurers need to keep more money in reserves to pay out claims. Those costs often get passed on to consumers.
They want to make sure that even if an earthquake, like one in 100 years, or even one in 200 years earthquake happen, they can still stay, you know, solvent.
That's Hong Lee, an expert in actuarial science based at Canada's University of Guelph. Another reason for the high premiums is how insurers measure risk. It's really hard to estimate the risk of something as rare as New Madrid's earthquakes, but recent scientific advancements have painted a clearer picture. Here's Michael Powers, an insurance economist at Tsinghua University.
The reason prices have gone up is that the models used by insurance companies, the statistical models, have become more reliable and more precise, and they found that they have to be more cautious.
So cautious that they raise prices, which triggers a feedback loop. Here's how it works. When prices go up, some people drop their insurance policies to save money. Those people tend to have the lowest risk of damages to their home. But that means the client pool now has a higher proportion of high-risk clients, meaning that offering insurance is riskier. So the insurance company raises prices to make sure they have enough money in reserves to stay in business in the case of an earthquake, and the loop starts again. So what can be done? Powers and Lee say the government could step in by subsidizing insurance or creating a disaster fund. Or it could follow California's footsteps by forcing all companies that offer home insurance to also offer earthquake insurance, increasing the number of providers and bringing down costs. But Missouri's politics are quite different than California's.
You know, so many times when government gets involved, we tend to screw things up, just to be honest with you.
That's Donnie Brown, the Republican state representative for New Madrid. He's also the town's former mayor, and his concern about government intervention embodies the feelings of many of his constituents.
The earthquake is like, well, we haven't had a big one in 200 plus years, so, you know, maybe that's never going to happen. I think that's just, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind with people.
Still, he's worried about the insurance coverage gap and says he's open to supporting government solutions, like a tax break on insurance. But the political will might not be there.
Do you feel like there's enough people in the Senate or in the House that feel like it's a priority?
Probably not.
The state senator from the area, Jason Bean, declined to be interviewed for this story. And with Missouri's legislative session ending this week, it doesn't seem like the legislature will take action on closing the insurance gap anytime soon. I'm Harshan Ratanpal.
That story comes to us from member station KBIA in Columbia. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Ala Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thank you for listening to The Gateway.